Vayter and Shasper and Daf Tes Zayin, picking up at the very top line, last words. Now, we really should have ended with this a little bit, but all right, yesterday, but here we go. We were still in the discussion now, Beishamai, Beisela, did Beishamai actually paskin like themselves or not? We saw a few answers that indeed they did, and now we continue on with that. Toshima, Bimei Rabdosa ben Horkinus, Chutchut Tzoris Habas Lachin. He allowed the Tzoris Habas to the brothers. What does that mean to the brothers? That means including even him himself. So all the brothers, and this goes like Beis, Shammai. So again, what are we talking about? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and another woman. And then Reuven dies. So what happens? Even though Shimon's daughter can't be with him, so therefore would have said you're knocked off. Nonetheless, we say that the Tzoris Habas is mutter to all the brothers, including him himself. And that's like Shammai. So it's just about the Achen. Shema Mina Asu. So we see actually Taka they did. Shema Mina. So we see that Shammai actually went like himself. Again, so it said not like that. Now, Gufa Zakta Gemara, Bimei Rav Dosef and Horkenes, he too Tzoris Habas Lachen, Vahaya Dover Kush Lachamim. That's hard to the Achamim. Mipnei Shachachim Gadalhaya, because of those, he was a great sage. So they're trying to understand, like, what's going on over here. Rashi says, V'sfurim chacham shehu hitir, that he matered this. So now, remember what the Lashon was, though. The Lashon was Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus. And we're going to see whether it's really Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus or just ben Horkinus. But okay, it's going to end up being ben Horkinus. But they thought it was Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus. Ve'inav kamu milavu l'beis ha-medrash, and his eyes stopped coming to the beis ha-medrash. Literally, it means is that kamu means amdu miliris, he wasn't able to see anymore, so he stopped coming to Beis Medrash. So amu mi elech vodiru, who's going to go to him and tell him that we don't pass like this? Amu lehen Rabbi Yeshua, ani elech, I'm going to go. V'achar of me, okay, and who's going to follow him? Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, he says, amen. V'achar of me, and who after that? Rabbi Akiva, so halchul v'amdu ha-pesach ha-beis, so they went to his house, they went to Rabbi Dosa's house, v'nichnasa shivcha, Shivcha so Amar lo, the Shivcha came to him and said, Rebbe, Chachmei Yisrael, Baruch Nitzlecha, the Chachamim came to you, Amar lo, says him, okay, you can't let him in. V'nichnasu, they came in. Tufasil, Rabbi Yeshua, Shua Mitashel Zav, Rabbi Dosa then took Rabbi Yeshua, and he sat him down on a golden bed. Okay, gives him covered. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua says to him, listen, Rabbi Dosa, Rebbe Omer lech, Amar lech, Tamilcha, Acher, Rebbe, Emor l'tamidcha achav yeshiv, tell the other one to come sit. Amalos, he says, whoa, who is it? Miu, because he was blind, didn't know who was there. Rebbe Elezer ben Azariah says, Omar, wow, v'yeshlo ben Lazariah chavarinu? Azariah had a son? Kara alov amikra azen, he said the pasuk, the following pasuk, Nar yisiv gamazakanti v'lo yitzi tzadin azov, v'zar mevakesh lachan. I was old, never saw that there was a tzaddik that was forsaken, and that his kids were mevakesh lachan, were looking for bread. So what did he do? Tough so, he grabbed him. V'oshiva mitzvah shalav, he sat him on a golden bed. Amalo, he said, Rebbe, Amar l'tam l'cha achal yishiv, tell your other Talmud to come sit. Amalo, he says, who is that? Akiva ben Yosef. Amalo, ata hu Akiva ben Yosef, shishim chaholich misof alav asof, are you the Akiva that your name goes from one end of the world to the next? Shave ben yishiv, come sit. Kamoscha yu rubi Yisrael, they should have more like you in Israel. Wow, you are so unbelievable. Hischilu mesabu b'mosob halachos. They started to go ahead and go round and round with it, with ideas of halachos. They started asking questions. Ashigil l'tzaras habas till they got the halach of tzaras habas. Amar lady said to him, "Tzaras habas ma'ah? What's halacha?" Amar lemi says, "What do you mean? Machlokas b'shem b'silo halacha k'divrei mi'in. Who's halacha like?" Amar lemi said, "Halacha like b'silo. Halacha like b'silo." Amar lady said, "Valom shimcha. Amar halacha k'bishamay. Didn't say in your name. It's like b'shamay." Amar lemi says, "Tell me, dosa shematim or ben horkin shematim? Like this is dosa ben horkinus, but did you hear dosa or?" Did you just hear Ben Horkinus? As Amar Lehi said, Chayai Rebbe. He says, well, listen, Stam Shemana. We just heard it, Stam, just in the day of Horkinus. We didn't hear the word named Dosa. Amar Lehi said, listen, Ach Katan Yeshu. He said, I have a younger brother. He's the Bechor of the Satan. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Bechor Satan who? Charif. He's very sharp. Va'omed al Shmua va'osa maisa. He doesn't care. He doesn't back down. He's very intelligent, very sharp. And he knows what's going down. He's not even going to back down, even if it's going to be the rabbin they're going against him. V'yonason, his name is Yonason. V'humi tamid shami, he was from the kids, from the tamid of shami, and that's he's the one who said it. V'zoru shol yikapech eschem halachos, make be careful. He doesn't chop you down when it comes to halacha. This guy knows what's going on. V'sheishimo shalosh meos chuvos b'tzaras habashi mutar. He has 300 answers to go ahead and explain why the tzaras habashi should be mutar. Aval meir ani alai shemayim v'aretz, but I will testify of shemayim v'aretz as my witnesses. Shal Madocha Zu, Yosef Chagai Navi. On this Madocha, on this mortar, sat Chagai the Navi, and
He said three things. One is that the Tzoras Bas is aser, like Beis Hillel, right? Against my brother. Amon Umoav Me'asrin Meiser Ani B'Shvias. Amon always used to give Meiser Ani during Shemitah. We know in Shemitah, you only give Meiser Ani in the third year, in the sixth year, in the seventh year. Everything is, you let the land lay fallow. Yet the Amon Umoav, they would give Meiser Ani. Rashi says, Yisraelim Adarim Be'eretz Amon Umoav, Shekivesh Moshe Misichon Neskachim Kedushis Eretz Yisrael, Kedush Eretz Yisrael. V'achshav V'bayi Sheni, Batal Kedusha, it was Befutal, V'zor Meshvias. V'tikno Lehem Meiser Rishon, U'Meiser Ani B'Shvias. Kedem Mepharis, come over and explain, Repnei, Parnassas Anim, in order to be Mepharis Anim, Shev Eretz Yisrael, She'en Lema'alechel, Lehem B'Shvias, Anim what to eat in the seventh year. L'fish Batal Leket Shichah Upeah, V'hochen Sham, V'notal Leket Shichah Upeah, U'Meiser Ani. We saw this Gemara. This Gemara should sound familiar. We saw this in Chagiga, Dav Gimel. Okay, so there, Meiser Ani B'Shvias, second statement. And the third one is, the Mekabel Gerim Min HaKarduyin U'Min HaTar Modin. The Mekabel Gerim from these two people. Rashi says, V'lo Amrina Mamzerimim Mibenos Yisrael Shaboa Aleim. We don't say that they're Mamzerim. From Benos Yisrael Shaboa Aleim Ovdi Kochavna, that the Goyim had relations with them. The Igra Abadim, the Pasli. There are some that say that if a Goy has a relationship with a Jew, that the girl that's a Jew ends up having a kid, that kid is a Mamzer. So really, we shouldn't accept their Geiris because it could be that they're already Jewish and they're Mamzerim, and that's going to be a problem. Right? However, according to the statement, they weren't Mamzerim and they could join. Tana Kishenich Nisa. Nicholas Pesach, when it came, they all came in one Pesach, one doorway. Kishiyatsu Yatsu Besosu Pesach. When they went out, through three different exits. Paga Boba Rebbe Akiva. Now, this brother named Yodison, he met up with Rebbe Akiva. Akshale Vokme. And he came along and he came against, he asked Kashas against Rebbe Akiva. And he beat him. He did what the brother said he was going to do. Amalos, he says to him, tell me, I told Akiva Shimcha Holich me so far, you're the one whose name goes from one to the next. Ashrechus is a chisid l'shem. Wow, you're fortunate are thou, praiseworthy are thou that you have such a name. But dying lo, you got l'roe bakar. But really, you didn't even get to the level of a roe bakar, of a one who leads sheep. Amalo, Rabbi Akiva, filo l'roe tzon. I didn't even reach not only roe bakar, but even roe tzon, even sheep. There's cattle and then there's sheep. And he says, you didn't even reach cattle. He says, I didn't even reach sheep. Like he was like lowering himself. Amon Amov Ma'aser Ma'aser Ani B'Shvias. So what does that mean? That they used to take off Ma'aser Ani in the seventh year? Damar Ma'ar. Habi Korachim Koshu Oli Mitzrayim. The many cities that would come out of Mitzrayim, when they came from Mitzrayim, they came along and they conquered. V'lo Koshu Oli Bavel. But when they came up by Bavel after they had the destruction based on something that you sent to Gaul, so they came back up again, they were in Kovesh. Kedusha Rishon HaKishu L'Shaita. And Kedusha Rishonah is only the Shaita, is only for that particular time, and it's not La'asid Lovo, or La'omei, I don't know the exact lashon is. Oh, here, V'lo Kitzel La'asid Lovo, and it's not Mekudosh La'asid Lovo for the future, so it's only the time. V'inichem k'deishisboch aleim aniyim, b'shvi'is, the reason they didn't conquer the beginning when they came back up, in order that there should be a place for aniyim to be able to go to be able to get, b'yisir ani. Beautiful, and that was the third statement that was said, u'mekablim gerim min ha'karduyim v'atarmudim, and they took gerim from these people. Now we're going to spend some time going back and forth about this. Ani, is it really true? V'otan Rebbe Cheskel, he says, ein mekablim gerim min ha'karduyim, we're not mekabel from the karduyim. As the Gemara, amar avashi, kartuyim itmar. We are mekabel from karduyim, it's kartuyim that we're not mekabel from. Kedamri Inshallah, people say, Kartuyim Psulim, Kartuyim are apostles, we can't go ahead and we can't accept them. Vigadamri, some say, Tanu Rabbi Cheskel, Ein Mekabu Gerimina Kartuyim, my love, Hainu Kartuyim, my Kartuyim, aren't these the same people? In which case, so what's Pshat, they say, we're accept from the Kartuyim. Amar Vashi, lo, they're not the same people. Kartuyi Luchud, they don't accept. Kartuyi Luchud, those people we do accept. Kedamri Inshallah, Kartuyi Psile, only the Kartuyim are going to be apostles. Now, the other one that was mentioned that we said we accepted the Talmudim. Now we say, is that really true? Comes along the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yochanan, Vesabi Damitervayu, Ain Mekam Gerim in the Talmudim. We are not Mekabal and Gerim from the Talmudim. Because maybe, like we said, maybe they're Mamzerim. Tosus earlier says that he's not arguing with Chaya. He can't do that, but he wants to say that Chaya never said it. Rabbi Yochanan really say that we're not Mekabel Gerim from the Talmudim? Tonight we learned in the Mishnah Nida, Kol Ksamim Aboyim Min HaRekem Tahorim. Any kesem, any stain which comes from Rekem, Because a kesem, a stain of a guy, we don't say is tamei. A stain of a Jew, we say is tamei derabanan. If dam comes out of a woman, then that dam is going to be midaraisa, is going to be tamei. But if it's on the clothing, so then we're going to say that it's only derabanan that it's tamei. If it's coming from a guy though, then it's going to be tahar. The kesem, the stain. Rabbi Huda says, no, that they're going to be mitame because they were gerim who then were ta. What does it mean they were ta? It means that they went off the derech and so they were gozer on the kismayim sha'afal pishachatu shamir yisraelim and they're still considered Jews. We paid off the gachavim tahorim. Now, what happens if you have these clothing that come from of the gachavim? Then they're going to be tahor. Rashi says she'ein yisrael darim shem. If you have no Jews that live there, va'avina ba, and we broke it down to understand what does that mean. The last statement. Beep. Turn the page. Test zayin amid beis. Kapasik v'tani. We said mibein ovik achavim. Straight up, that it's coming from the goyim. That what's going to be the thing that they're going to become. That they will be tahor.
Va'afilim in Talmud. It sounds like even from Talmud. Rav Yochanan said, based on this statement, Dosameris, Mekabim Gerim, mi Talmud, that we are Mekabim Gerim from Talmud. I thought you just said a moment ago that we're not Mekabim from Talmud. It says the Gemara, Vichitema Zos Velosvirle. If you want to say that maybe Zos meaning that, when you have these begadim that are coming from the Goyim, they're going to be Tar, which means that we're Mekabim Talmud. But he himself actually doesn't hold on it. Hold of it, really, he argues with it. And he says, you can't take it from Talmud. Then v'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. Let me make sure I was clear on what I just said. If you want to say that really vizos, that the halacha of you have the begadim that have a kesem on it that come from these avodah zarniks or tahor, and that's implying that you're able to accept from Talmud v'lo svirle, but he himself doesn't agree with such a statement, but he holds the opposite. And then he says that you're not letting me mekabel them. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. We know that halacha goes according to stam mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan himself has such an idea. So it can't be that he's arguing with that which comes out from the mishnah. It's a stam mishnah. Says Gemara, Amarayin in Avalibid Rabbi Yochanan. Rias machlokas Amarayim. What exactly Rabbi Yochanan held? One of them said straight up that he's not going to be mekabel from Gerim, and the other one comes out from the mishnah. This from the stam mishnah. That Rav Yochanan is the one who said the Stam Mishnah, which comes out to say that you can accept them. Okay, Machlokas Samaraim. Now, why would it be that we're not going to be Mekabel of the Gerim from Talmud? Be Talmud, my Talmud. Why wouldn't we go and accept that? Pligi bar Rav Yochanan v'Sabya. Is the Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Sabya? Chadam Rav Shem Avdei Shlomo. One of them says the reason is because of the sleeves of Solomon. Rashi says the Avodim of Shlomo, Shenasu, third line, Shenasu b'nos Yisrael, Machlas Ocean, they were very rich. They would marry Jewish girls. V'darin sham b'cheskes ovid kochavim, and those kids thought that they were goyim. V'kasavra ovid kochavim. V'eved haba al bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. But we know that this is going according to the opinion that says that the kid that comes from a union between a goy and a Jew is actually a mamzer. But they thought that they were goyim. That's how they went by the father, and that's the reason why he can't go ahead and be mekabel of them because really they're mamzerim. V'chad amar mishum benos Yerushalayim. Some say because of benos, the daughters of Yerushalayim. Says Rashi l'kamem. First, we're going to explain what this means. Love benos Yerushalayim. B'churvana the kishbo of the kachav menasim. The goyim came and they had a relationship with them. We're going to see. Bishlam l'madam mishum of the Shlomo because of Shlomo Melech's people. That makes sense because Savra of the kachav and David Abal Basi Shal Vlad mamzer. We said that if you have a guy who comes on a Jew, then the kid's going to be a mamzer. And now it makes sense. What exactly is that? Both of them are Tracer Alfi Gavi, Shita Alfi Kashtoi. One said that there was a situation that happened, but there were 12,000 soldiers and 6,000 archers. By Rashi's Moshe Keshas. Some say it was 12,000 total, and 6,000 of them were archers. Just a quick trivia. When was the last time we had the number 12,000 people that came up in the Gemara? RavGav@gmail.com. Looking forward to all your answers.
When they came, and this is talking about Chorban Bayis Rishon, when they came into the Hechel, the Goyim, I called Nifnu al Kesef Azov. Everybody looked at the gold and silver. silver and gold.
But these soldiers, they didn't. V'heim nifnei abonos Yishlayim, they looked at the daughters of Israel. Shenem, as it says, Noshem b'tzion inu besulas v'ari Yehuda. They afflicted the Noshem b'tzion, the besulas are in Ari Yehuda. And these were the women that got raped, essentially, or taken. And they had kids, and those kids end up being mamzerim, even though they're coming from Jewish women, and they live in this place called Talmud, and therefore we can't take them in as gerim. Amar Reb Shua ben Nechmeni, Amar Reb Yochanan, the pasuk says, Sar ha'olam amro. This pasuk was said by the Sar ha'olam, the official of the world. Nar ha'isi, v'gam zakanti, v'lo risi zag nizav. Rashi says, "Aidi da askere hadal el nakad leilach." And that, because we mentioned earlier, now it comes and goes back into it a little bit. So he says, "Anar yisiv gam zakanti yisalas man amri." Who exactly said that? Ilei mekusha b'yichiv. If you want to say this, is talking about the ribono shel olam. Mika ziknei kamei. Is there old in front of the Hashem? He doesn't get old. What are you talking about? Vela David Amar. You want to say this? David Amelch said it. Mikashis kulei. But really, was he so old? David Amelch lived till 7 years old. That's not really that old. Ella Shmamina Sar Haolam Amar. There was a minister of the world that said it. Some sort of malach that said this statement. Now another statement from him. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk? Yado paras tsar al kol machamadeh. The enemy spread out his hand on all of her treasures. Ze Amon Umov, it's like my Umov. Beshoshnech is over the Gechob and the Echel. The time they went into the Echel. Lakol Nifnu al Kasef, everyone turned to the Kasef Azov. Fehim Nifal Sefer Torah. Amon Umov, they lurked at the Sefer Torah. Amon, they said, Ze Shekosabo, lo Yova Amoni Umov, Yibakal Hashem. You said Amon Umov can't come in? You serve Eish. This is going to be burnt up in the fire. Wow. Okay. Another pasuk which is found in Eichot, Tziva Hashem Yaakov, Tzvivo Tzarev. God has decreed concerning Yaakov that surrounded, whoever surrounded are going to be the enemies. Amar Rav, Rav came and explained, Kigon Homanya Lefum Nara.
What is this?
There were a people called Homanya, and the way that they behaved towards the Yidden that lived in Pum Nara was really not good. Rashi says that they used to go and mess with the poor people there. They were poor people. Okay, another one that comes out from this. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Ovid Kochavim Shekidus Yisrael Nezev. You have a non-Jew that goes and marries a Jew. Nowadays, Choshen the Kedushin is to be worried that maybe it's a good Kedushin. Maybe it's from one of the 10 tribes that were Nigla, that were sent to Golas. In fact, the Gemara of Ahal called the Parish Meruba Parish. But shouldn't we say that anything which is separated came from the Rove? And we know the Rove are non-Jews, and they're not coming from the Seres Shvatim. Therefore, we shouldn't say that this marriage is any sort of a good marriage. It's a Gemara, but Duchta can we buy? We're talking about a case where in the place of where the 10 Shvatim were, and therefore it becomes Kamechsa Mechsa. Rashi's B'nei Aser Shvatim, Mechol Kavua, Kamechsa Mechsa, it's in their place. How do we know where exactly they were? That's what we're going to see right now. Abba, Barkahana, Vayanchem, Bechlav, Bechavar, Nahar, Gozen, Va'arar, Va'arim, Madai. Where did the king go ahead and make them go? He put them to these different places. And now we go and break them down. Chlas ze Chalzon, this is a place. Vechavar, beep, turn the pages, Adam and Alf. This place in the pasuk is called Chavar. This is Yod Zayin Amad Alf, Zo Chadyov. Nahar Gozen zo Ginzakim v'Ari Madei zo Chamdan v'Chavrusea. There's all these places. V'Armela zo Nier v'Chavrusea. Some say it's another place. Chavrusea man. What does that mean? The Chavrusea. Amar Shmuel Kerech Mushri Chidki v'Dumkaya. Arivel Chana v'Kulam Livso. And all of these are pasul. Why is that? Says Rashi. Livsol Ruben Mamzerim Shenitmum Aser Shvatim of the Skuchavim Ubnei Marehin Ki Yisraelim V'Noig Mahem Iser Mamzerus. They have like an Iser of Mamzerim V'Hem Lo Nizru V'Nasu Ze Achoso Obito V'Arei Mamzerim. All of them end up being Mamzerim. And that's why he started off the statement by saying that Rav Yehuda said, Rav Asi, Ovi Kuchavim Shekidush Rezvan Azeh Choshesh in the Kedushin to be Choshesh, because maybe they're from the Aseris Hashavatim. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.